Hi, welcome to Think Jesus Cafe. This is your Daily 10, and this is your host, Mark Day. Today, we will look at Psalm 13. I'll read the whole psalm, all six verses. Psalm 13, verse 1. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. This psalm, Psalm 13, falls into three sections. The first section states the problem, and the problem is that God seems distant from David. In the second section, David pleads with the Lord to encourage his heart. And in the third section, David turns his attention to the love and faithfulness of God, which expresses itself in praise. Psalm 13 was probably written during that difficult time when David was in exile in the wilderness as King Saul was pursuing David and attempting to kill him. David had been anointed as king by the prophet Samuel when David was a teenager. But Saul was extremely jealous of David and vigorously pursued him in the wilderness. We can read about this in 1 Samuel chapters 23 through 26. At the time of the events of Psalm 13, David may have been in his late 20s, so David had been on the run from Saul for many years. In verses 1 and 2, we learn of David's inner struggle. God had promised David the throne of Israel, yet for years now, King Saul was doing evil things, and God wasn't judging him. David, on the other hand, was doing good things and yet felt abandoned by the Lord. David surely was concerned about what his enemies were doing, but he was more concerned with what the Lord was not doing for him. The question, how long, is repeated four times in the first two verses. It seemed as if God had forgotten David, as if God had hidden himself from David, and as if David's problems would last forever. The hours, days, weeks, and months dragged on as David waited for God to act. God seemed very distant to David. David was surely on an emotional roller coaster. Saul, the enemy, was still king, and he was enjoying the comforts of the palace while David was in the wilderness sleeping in caves. Saul wasn't seeking the Lord, but David was. So where is God? Has God forgotten his beloved servant, David? David's enemies seem to be winning. And sooner or later, we will all find ourselves in that upsetting situation where our enemies seem to be winning. We try to figure out a way to escape our difficult circumstances, but nothing works. We rock back and forth from hope to despair, back to hope, then back to despair. But the truth is that God has not forgotten you, my friend. It does seem to us in our human limitations that God forgets some of his more faithful servants. Joseph, Paul, David, each had to endure prolonged, unpleasant circumstances. But we must remember that God is always working. What is happening is that God is building spiritual maturity into his servants so that we learn to trust God. You know, there is no such thing as instant godliness. We live in a land and in a time where there is instant everything, it seems. Whatever it is we want, if we have the means, we can get it in just a few minutes. We can order it through an app on our phone and have it delivered directly to our home. And it'll be there in a few hours or perhaps a few days. Instant gratification. But there's no such thing as instant godliness. The God of the Bible is highly interested in us growing in godliness, but godliness doesn't come overnight. If God seems distant to you today, my friend, hang on. Be patient. Keep seeking. God is working. God has not forgotten you. God is growing and strengthening you. In verses 3 and 4, we find David earnestly calling out to the Lord. When God seems distant, instead of calling out to God, we often try to construct our own strategy for moving forward without calling out to God. But when God seemed distant to David, instead of turning from God, David intentionally turned to God. One lesson here is that when God seems distant, we must seek God. When God seems to be very far away, we must be intentional about seeking Him and drawing near to God. The way David sought the Lord was to request that God bring light upon his eyes. That phrase, "light up my eyes," was used by the Hebrews and was understood by the Hebrews as a way of saying, give me spiritual enlightenment, give me physical strength, give me emotional vitality. To have dim eyes in the Hebrew world was a sign that the vital powers of life were growing dim and that death was approaching. Bright eyes were a sign of life. So David is calling out to God to reinvigorate him in all aspects of his life. David's circumstances have gotten him down. But now David is determined. He's not determined to operate solely in his own strength. No, David is determined to press the Lord to strengthen him. When we get discouraged, we sometimes want to give up on God and the spiritual practices God works through to give us renewed strength. Practices like persistent prayer, focused Bible study, consistent fellowship with like-minded believers, sacrificially serving others, and so on. But these are the very means through which God works to revitalize our lives. David says in verses 5 and 6, "But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me." In those verses, in verses 5 and 6, we discover a transition in David's mental attitude. He has transitioned from fear of his circumstances to faith in his God. David has found a renewed trust in the God of his deliverance. David's enemies may be rejoicing because he is shaken, but David is going to rejoice in the faithfulness of God's ever-present love. David knows God's character, and God's character has not changed. God's mercy, God's steadfast love are never changing, and David is going to celebrate the great character, the great never-changing character of God. David is going to rejoice in the salvation of God. That's a celebration of rescue that has taken place in the past, a celebration of rescue that David knew would take place in the present, and a celebration of rescue for the future deliverance that David surely will experience through his God. David's heart is going to rejoice in God's salvation. David had been confused, depressed, and it seemed like God had left him. David was hiding in caves. Saul was enjoying the riches of the throne. Not only that, Saul and his armies were trying to kill David. So what did David do? What changed? David's focus changed. David's focus changed from focusing on himself and his problems at the beginning of the psalm to thoughts of God's loyal love and God's salvation. David focused on God's deliverance at the end of the psalm. David chose to understand his circumstances in light of God's promised love for him. It's a reversal of focus. And what a great practical reminder for us today. We all experience difficult circumstances, and those circumstances seem like at times they're collapsing in all around us. When our enemies seem to be succeeding at our expense, let's remember to get our focus on the character, justice, love, protection, and salvation of our great God, the God of the Bible. In doing this, we don't ignore our problems. We don't act irresponsibly and shrug as if there's nothing to be concerned about. David still had to face the reality that Saul and Saul's army were trying to kill him. But David's thinking shifted. He prioritized God and not the problem. And that's the lesson. When life seems to be getting us down, when the pressures seem almost unbearable, let's remember to praise God. Let's spend some time calling out to God. Let's spend some time seeking God's face, seeking God's action in our life. Let's remember the goodness of God, and like David, let's sing to the Lord. Let me pray for you. God, I do pray for those listening today that you would help each person to focus more intently on you today. Help each one of us to call out to you in prayer and remember your goodness and the great things you have done for each of us. Jesus, some listening today have great burdens they are carrying, and I ask, Lord, that you would lift those burdens. Help them, God, to draw near to you, closer to you. Help them to draw close to you as their great shepherd. God, I pray these things in the powerful and mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for joining us in Think Jesus Cafe. This is your Daily 10, and this is your host, Mark Day. Join us again tomorrow as we think about Jesus, a biblical worldview, and real life.